It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Patricia Naft. A program that combats truancy in Mesa County schools is nearing the end of its financial rope, but might get future funding. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Mesa County School District 51 is finishing up its third year of a state grant to fight absenteeism. Kathy Holler is the prevention coordinator for the district. She says that the program came about from the number of expulsions happening.
A couple years back, four in fact, they realized that many of our kids in the state were being expelled and seriously at risk for expulsion based on truancy and based on attendance issues. And so at the same time that they were changing policy around school districts' ability to expel for non-attendance, they also put out some grant dollars to fund efforts around improving attendance for kids. And we received that funding, and I was able to hire six people to do really, really preventative work with kids with attendance below 80%.
She says that they've been very hands-on, visiting homes, talking with parents, and giving rides. As opposed to punishing the students, they're trying to find the root of the truancy.
This past year, we had close to 40% of our kids that made improvement in their attendance, and we've had substantial graduation numbers. 75% of our seniors last year that we supported through the program actually graduated.
The grant Holler is working on is set to expire after next year. She recently approached the school board asking them to foot the bill to continue the program. It may be some time, though, before they make a decision. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Montrose County and Montrose Memorial Hospital are in an ongoing dispute over control of operations at the hospital. The battle has ended up in court several times. Late last year, both parties agreed to mediation so they could avoid a lawsuit. In a few weeks, that mediation is set to begin. Greg Rulin, a reporter of the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, has been covering the issue. KBNF's Laura Pomisano talked with him to learn more about where things stand.
What's the situation?
Yeah, this is a battle for control of one of Montrose County's most valuable assets, Montrose Memorial Hospital. It's a battle for control between the Board of County Commissioners and the nonprofit corporation that leases the hospital.
Your article goes in depth about what's been happening since 2010 to now. What are some of the highlights of this ongoing battle?
October 15th, 2010, the Montrose Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees approved a lease. The lease of the hospital to a corporation known as Montrose Memorial Hospital, Inc. About 10 days later, the county commissioners sued the Board of Trustees to void that lease. It took about 8 months, but there was a trial in the summer of 2011, 4-day trial. The judge in that trial, in that case, ruled against the commissioners on every point, and it was appealed, and the Colorado Court of Appeals upheld the judge's decision. So the commissioners lost, and the lease and the nonprofit corporation were established as being the operators of the hospital. There were some other developments in 2013 that led to the commissioners attempting again to reassert their control by passing a resolution. In September 15th, 2014, the commissioners approved a resolution that directed the trustees to impose new rules on the hospital and requiring it to obtain prior consent for certain transactions. This, of course, alarmed the corporation, and they in turn sued the commissioners almost 4 years to the day that the first lawsuit was launched. On October 2014, the hospital sued the commissioners to void that resolution. They have agreed to an indefinite extension of time, and the lawsuit is currently suspended.
Now, there's something coming up in May. What's going to happen next in this saga?
The lawyers are going to sit down in Denver the first week of May and talk with a mediator and see if they can't settle.
And what brought your attention to this issue?
A private investigator named Ivan Buchanan, Buchanan Investigations in Montrose, presented me with some documents that got me started on the investigation about 2 weeks ago.
That was KBNF's Laura Pomisano talking with Greg Rulin of the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. You can get his full article on their website. Spring is in the air, and while the flowers and birds seem to be waking up, the bears are too. Jay Wenham is an area wildlife manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife, and they're telling everyone to please be aware.
Well, that they're starting to come out of their dens, and they'll be looking for any readily available and fairly easy to obtain food sources. And it's this time of year that can really set the stage for summertime conflicts. The more folks can keep their properties cleaned up and free of attractants that could draw bears to them, the better it will be for both the property owner and the bears.
He says that the bears are mostly just hungry and not too aggressive in Colorado.
Black bears, and the ones, and that's the species we have in Colorado, are pretty cautious around people. Certainly if they get habituated to people and people-related food sources can become problems, but we have a very low incidence of or rate of incidence involving actual attacks or threats to people.
CPW strongly urges that you should never feed wildlife. The state budget has cleared both chambers and is nearing the end of its legislative journey, which means lawmakers will focus on wrapping up the rest of the bills in the final weeks of the session. Fenta Berkland takes a look at some of the hot-button topics that lawmakers will debate as part of our Capital Conversation series.
We're joined today by Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald and Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette. Megan, this session, education and trying to reduce standardized tests for public school children, been hotly debated, has a lot of bipartisan support, but at the same time, it's still pretty controversial.
Devil's in the details on this one, and everyone seems to agree that there needs to be a reduction in the number of standardized tests students are taking. Now, between kindergarten and graduation, they take around 30, but no one seems to agree what tests should be reduced. It's a debate between social studies exams, which aren't federally mandated, should those be still offered? Exams freshman year and junior year, should those math and English exams be given or not, even though those aren't federally mandated? It's nitty-gritty, and no one seems to be on the same page about it.
Peter, another slate of proposals making their way through the statehouse deal with police reforms and trying to curb potential abuses we've seen around the country around that issue.
Yeah, and we've been making some progress on that at the legislature. That hasn't been quite as divisive of an issue. There's a long package of proposals. It ranges from everything from banning chokeholds to requiring special prosecutors in situations of police shootings. It was kind of interesting. When the package was unveiled, there was all this talk of support from the law enforcement community and support overall in the legislature. And then some of the bills got to the hearing, and what we found is that there actually wasn't full support from the law enforcement community, from all the stakeholders in the building, in the Capitol. And so what they're going to have to do now is try to work on some compromises to get the law enforcement community on board with all of the proposals in order to get those over the finish line.
Thanks. That was Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette, Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capital Conversation.
Stay tuned for Ashley and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.